Sinn Féin's going to win one seat. Mm. And I'm being perfectly honest when I say this. I will be as happy if Éirigh Glacken wins a seat as if I do. Personally, I would like to win the seat. But this Sinn Féin's a team. We've worked together through this election very hard and very well together. Both me and Éirigh sat on the council and collaborated very well on the council. We got a lot of good stuff done. So look, I will be delighted if Sinn Féin gets a seat here today, irrespective of it's myself or if it's Éirigh.
And I don't think this is necessarily points to a fall in the Sinn Féin vote because of Sinn Féin policy or anything. I think what we have here is a very rich, very diverse, very strong list of candidates, the likes of Tohiba Ahmed doing incredibly well, really first time out, of course then Donal Coyle doing fantastic for Fianna Fáil, Michael McBride doing perhaps even better than he expected, Mary T. Sweeney 650 votes there, and so on and so you can see really, and Kevin Bradley, of course, we can't ignore his performance. You can kind of see where these votes went.
It was a very strong field. A lot of outgoing councillors was in that field as well. People were bringing issues which concerned the electorate. And that, as a sitting councillor, that's always a bit harder to overcome. We went on our record, which, as I say, I thought was quite good. We worked very hard during the time in council, and we put our message back to the people. I think, too, when you look at the turnout in Letterkenny, lower than it normally would be, I think that had an impact, and what that worries me in that the people are maybe losing faith in electoral politics, are losing faith in what we as a council and what the government can do for them, and I would urge people at all times to use their vote to get their opinions across.